Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Bloomberg's Neil Callanan. Neil, we're seeing less than economists had expected, 59,000 mortgage approvals in October. That's less than the 60,000 economists had seen and much less than the 66,800 the previous month. What's your main takeaway from these figures?
Morning, Lizzie. I think the main takeaway is that everything everywhere all at once is going wrong in the property market. This is a signal of a significant drop in demand. Zoopla said yesterday that there's been a 44% decrease in demand since the mini budget, so things are getting even worse than these figures would suggest, and also that the higher interest rates are killing demand in the market. Prices are starting to fall, and the outlook for the housing market looks pretty dismal. Everybody last week seemed pretty happy that interest rates were had just gone back below 6% on mortgages, but in reality, for people, the market tends to be in negative territory once interest rates on mortgages hit 4%. So this is still a very negative outlook for the housing market.
And a line coming through from the BOE saying that the UK effective rate on new mortgages rose 25 basis points to a little over 3% in October. On that point then, and just to distinguish, of course, in the US, typically you'll lock in a mortgage deal for 30 years. Here, it's typically 2 to 5 years. Are we starting to see the impacts of, already and the impacts of that already? I mean, it's certainly within my circle of friends, it's a hot topic right now.
Absolutely. And the thing to remember is that it's taking up to 6 months for deals to go through the land registry, whereupon you would call upon the mortgage. So many of these interest rate increases that are coming through are actually for deals agreed over the summer. And it's already next year that we're really going to see what's happening now. And at that stage, those numbers will start to go through the roof, and people will start to realize the market's very different, and sellers will start to capitulate, and price falls will start to accelerate.
But is there a risk that this drop that we're seeing in the figures this morning is exaggerated because people were rushing over the summer to bag a mortgage deal before the rate hikes that we kind of expected?
Yeah, but the figures for this month were during the mini budget, and so everybody just before that started rushing as well, and then everybody was worried it was going to get worse, so there was another rush again. So I think that this is part of a longer term trend of negativity towards the housing market.
How much? I mean, you're pretty bleak on the outlook for the UK housing market. How much of a downturn in prices are you thinking about as we look into 2023?
Most people are saying, you know, 5 to 10% for next year. I think that's possible. What will happen unless the central bank changes its policy around interest rates is eventually second half of next year it'll get worse, and into 2024 will start to go. Could you see a 20% fall? Yes, that sounds terrible on the surface, but actually it just takes you back to pre-pandemic levels. It's not a huge deal for a lot of people. Obviously, those people who are bought during the pandemic are going to be affected, especially those people who bought in towns outside London where there is no demand other than the people who came down from London. So who are you going to sell your house to? You're certainly not going to sell it at the price that you paid as a London person moving down there. So parts of the market will see very negative effects. Other parts will be okay. If you've got a house in London, it's going to be a lower increase. If you've got a one-bed flat in London with no outside space, you're going to see probably a bigger fall.
But Neil, something you and I have talked about a lot over the years is that one of the big differences between the UK and the US is that here you don't tend to see repossessions because the banks will accommodate people when they get into times of difficulty. I wonder, how much does the bleakness in the housing market next year depend on the degree to which people are unemployed? I mean, does it really need to be that bad of the recession, or does it change the dial that much?
So I don't see there being large-scale repossessions in the UK. Again, banks will extend the loan terms to avoid that or reduce people's rates in other ways. So I completely agree with you there, but you can't hide from the fact that the interest rate increases mean that people cannot afford to pay what they were paying. And then you have to wait for the point where sellers get to the stage where they're willing to cut the prices in order to move on with their lives as well. And that takes some time. So I still think second half of next year is when you're going to start to see what we call seller capitulation. Because they'll, you know, many of them will be moving to new houses as well. And they're going to wait for their the person they're buying from to capitulate. So it tends to be a cascading effect. So nobody's saying that this market's going to, you know, fall apart. As I say, a 20% increase is really only taking, or decrease is really only taking you back to where you were 2 years ago. For those people who bought during that time, it's more difficult, particularly with higher rates. But for most other people, they will have built up a lot of equity in their house. So even though their mortgage rate will have increased, their LTV will have gone down. And in a way, they may not pay as much as they are worried they may have to pay. But other people, and like real life stuff, are going to have to sell their house because I know somebody whose mortgage payments are going to triple. She doesn't have the income to be able to afford that. She's going to have to sell her house.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.